In 2001, I went to the Canadian Centre for Architecture in Montreal and saw an exhibit of drawings by British architect Sir John Soane. Today, in 2010, 9 years later, I went to see Soane's house and museum at Lincoln's Inn Fields. Soane died in 1837, but the museum is still there. It's full of all kinds of interesting objects and articles that he collected, paintings, Canaletto paintings, and all kinds of wonderful things. The strange thing about it is that it's very poorly lit, so it's difficult to see a lot of it. One of the most interesting things is in the crypt. The sepulchral chamber has the sarcophagus of King Seti I, an Egyptian king who lived 1303 to 1290 BC. And according to the guide that came with the tour of the gallery, museum, it's one of the most important Egyptian antiquities ever to be discovered. The hieroglyphics on the sarcophagus tell the story of the soul's passage through the underworld. And in the base of the sarcophagus is this fantastic linear drawing. And it turns out that that is the goddess Nut. It's carved out of a single piece of Egyptian alabaster and was originally white. But now it's sort of a yellowy color. And apparently that's because of the London climate has changed the color. Soane bought this sarcophagus in 1824 after the British Museum rejected it because it was going to cost £2,000. Soane celebrated the arrival of the sarcophagus at his place with 3 evening parties and invited nearly 1,000 people and hired more than 300 oil lamps to illuminate the building. It's hard to imagine how 1,000 people could fit into that house, but maybe he didn't have as many objects in there at the time.